This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about second-guessing yourself. We're talking about mentally beating yourself up. I found that more often than not, we can have a tendency of beating ourselves up. We mentally beat ourselves down. And it's something that really challenges us, because there's a lot of us going through some challenging decision-making, some overwhelming situations in our life, and we're having to make difficult choices. And difficult choices are not easy to make. That's why they're called difficult choices, right? I mean, if we were easy choices, if it was picking cotton candy or unicorns, not really tough, okay? But the decisions we're talking about, you know, should I do this? What do I need to do for my health? Should I take this job? Should I have to move for this? Should I agree to take this divorce? Should I try to go after child custody? Should I do this? Should I do that? Health regards, legal regards, you know, marital regards. These are tough decisions. That's why they call them tough. And a lot of times when we're having to make that decision, there's not one clear-cut great decision to make. It's not like one thing is just, you know, roses and gold and the other thing is like poo-poo. It's some that both there's different grades and variations of not so great, but you have to make the decision. And I think that's why it's so interesting right now, especially this time of the year and all the way throughout the year. It doesn't really matter, but it's that thing about getting lost in your decision making, feeling overwhelmed. And many of us look at other people for decisions. We look to other people for their opinions. When somebody tells us something that's the opposite of the decision we make, we begin to question ourselves. Oh, my God, maybe I didn't make the right decision. Oh, gosh, I really hope I can figure this out. I feel like I'm overwhelmed. I made the wrong decision. So we'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about how we can stop beating ourselves up. Okay, in this cycle, when we're mentally beating ourselves up, it takes us off target. Okay, it makes us lose clarity. We lose our mindfulness. We get into that thinking mind, and we start letting things unravel, and we can't keep it together. You might not even remember what you did last weekend if you were too busy beating yourself up, okay? Because it takes over your entire mind share. We're going to talk about beating yourself up, what it looks like, and better yet, why it's so tragic. Because quite honestly, you are your worst enemy. You know your buttons better than anybody, and you know how to push them, because you can remind yourself of every bad decision you ever made in your life. Okay, and that's what's so critical here. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to help you safeguard yourself from bullying yourself and literally mentally beating yourself down. Joining us later by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app. The Connection app is an amazing app that you can put on your phone. I got it on my phone. And the greatest thing about this app is it gives me techniques and tools to actually bring my relationship closer together, to feel better about my marriage, to work with my spouse. You know, anything takes work. Okay, we have to work at everything. And a marriage or a relationship definitely takes work. And the really cool thing about this app is you can add your picture to it. You can have your avatar. You can go through these current daily challenges. We're going to be doing the 10-day challenge on here eventually. And you can also win a vacation for $2,500, which is great. So, I mean, I don't know who doesn't want a vacation, but I think most of us do. Also, don't forget to check out Art for Your Cause. Go to artforyourcause.com. artforyourcause.com. It's a great website that you can actually buy artwork and actually give proceeds to the charity of your choice. If you are a charity and you want to get involved with Art for Your Cause, go to artforyourcause.com and you can click on that contact and you can send out an email for that. If you're an artist that would like to be involved and make money off your art, but also allow it to be portion of it go to charity, reach out as well. The CEO of that company is Liz London, and we appreciate her help and help with the show, but also their sponsorship for Live Your True Life Perspectives. Joining me in studio, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the author of Anatomy of a Patient, And it's a book that his first book that he's written, and he's about to write another one as well. And it actually, it goes through the chronicalization of year of when he actually found out that he was needing a transplant and how all that came to pass. His medical background, overcoming that stress, overcoming that fear, and walking down this path. And right now we've gotten some good news recently, and we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. We actually talked about it a little bit last week, so that's good for Reggie. And it's good because we can actually walk through this, because many of you are dealing with this with your family, maybe yourself, a friend, and this book is invaluable to be able to look back at that and go through someone else going through their life so you can see how it affects and how that's normal. So we're talking about beating yourself up. We're talking about getting into that rut where we worry about, do we make the right decision? Do we make the wrong decision? And we start questioning our decision making. You know, Reggie, when we start questioning our decision making, and we think we question a decision that we're made. So it's not the decision we made that we question. We begin to question ourselves as a decision maker. And then we begin to question ourselves at the core. What do you think?
Well, I think, excuse me, I think people get caught up worrying about making the perfect decision. And that's crazy. It's not about making the perfect decision. You don't have perfect information all of the time. Sometimes the time limit in which you must make the commitment is very short. A better approach to this and to relieve some of the anxiety is to realize you're trying to make the best decision with the information you have available at the time. Don't waste time worrying about regrets. Oh, I wish I had done it this way. I wish I had done it that way. Make the commitment, because guess what? You have a secret power. The secret power is you get to make another decision. If the one you made isn't exactly the way it needs to be for you, and you find that out, or you get better data, or you realize, that's not really what I needed to do, you can continue to make decisions and adjust things. You don't have to stay chained to the original decision. That's where all of the anxiety and the feelings of regret and guilt and punishment come from. Thinking that you only have one chance to formulate your situation, and that's just not true.
That's true, and I think you're right about the fact that these tough decisions are tough decisions for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were easy decisions, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. It's not like we're trying to figure out what we want to eat for lunch.
Exactly.
You know, these are decisions that there's no clear-cut. There's no, here's the empirical evidence to decide that this is the best decision you can possibly make based on these 1,500 criterion, and we've gone through a focus group, and we've all agreed that 99.9% you need to make this choice. There's questions still there. There is not enough evidence always there to have any sort of clear-cut anything. And one of the biggest issues is that it's not a fun decision we have to make. And I recently had the situation happen to me. And I had to make a clear-cut decision, and I only had a very short period of time, and I had to do it by the end of the day. 5 p.m. was the cutoff to make that decision. And I chose a decision. And I began to question my reality later on that night when somebody started telling me stuff about what happened with somebody else. I was in a very similar situation, but definitely wasn't my situation. And the funny thing about it is they didn't have all the knowledge. So they told me a situation that they saw a part of, but they didn't stick around to find out the finale. And so I was given this piece of information, unfortunately, later on, and fortunately, later on, found out to be, well, wasn't true. But it made me question my reality. And then it made me question my decision-making. And that's what beats you down so much, because then you start using the information from the past on any sort of decision that you've ever made that wasn't stellar, and that's when you start questioning your reality.
And we talked a little bit about this last week, Ashley. People forget that we are constantly evolving. So what you did 6 months ago, last year, 5 years ago, the way you would deal with it today is completely different than the way you dealt with it in your younger self. And so these are the tools and powers that we forget we have, because we're in our mind, we're stuck at some specific point in the past, and that's how we see ourselves. We don't see the evolution that we've gone through. We don't see the experience that we've accumulated. We don't see the observations we've been able to make with other people, situations. So just remember, your judgment is evolving too. And start relying on your present judgment more than your past judgment. Yes, there's value in looking back at those lessons learned, but also remember who you were at the time you made that decision and make sure you understand how you've changed since then.
That's true. You're right. The evolvement of self. I mean, it's like, you know, you go back to when you were 3 years old and you wet the bed. You know, oh, my God, this is what happened back when I wet the bed when I was 3 years old. You know, and it's just like you literally find every single thing you can possibly. And then you beat yourself up. It's like having your worst enemy there. You know, reminding you of every fault you've ever had, reminding you of everything that you ever screwed up. And the reasons why it's so effective is because you have those thoughts. Oh, gosh, I made a wrong decision. Oh, man. Or, right, I screwed up. Oh, I screwed up. I screwed up. I can't believe I made this choice. I can't believe this. And that's the thing, is that we start giving our power away because we start assuming everybody else knows better than we do. And that's one of the biggest things that happened to me, is I was listening to this person with this information that wasn't true, but it sounded good. And it was going along with the opposite of the decision I had made. And then I started questioning myself, and then it seemed like everybody around me started questioning, did I make the right decision? You know what I mean? Because right when I question myself, that's when you open the door to everybody else around you going, man, maybe you did make the wrong decision.
And also, another mistake we tend to make is making choices based on other people's lives and not our own. Sometimes we have assets that are available to us that aren't available to other people. Those people didn't have the choices or the variety of choices that we may have. So we try to put ourselves in their position and choose the way we think they would choose, as if that is applicable to us, and that's not right either. And all of this is big stuff. It's not like you said, it's not easy. But we force the mistakes more times than not. It's not that we're just naturally going to make them. We choose to make them. So just stop choosing. Just stop. Grow up. Own who you are. Obviously, people still want to be around you, so something must be good about yourself. Except we have a hard time accepting that. And that's a lesson that I think it takes living an entire life to become comfortable with, and you always have to renew your faith in yourself.
I agree with you, and I agree with it's about finding that inner loyalty, and we're going to be talking about that when we return. It's about finding that inner responsibility. It's about allowing yourself to make decisions based on your own independent thought process. It's about accepting that reality, right? It's about allowing yourself to take control. It's about accepting the control in your own life. And the biggest thing is this, is that nobody else on this planet knows better for you than you. Okay, I'm just telling you, once you get all the cobwebs out of your mind and you have the fog brain gone and you're making the right decisions and you're doing what you need and you're not self-medicating and we kind of have that clarity of thought and we take that time to be mindful, if you can do that, okay, then nobody on this planet can make a better decision for you, because they don't know you better than you know you. So we're going to be talking exactly about that, how to get there. We're going to talk a little bit in just a second about what it feels like to beat yourself up and how far that gets us off target, okay? So stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time, 2 Shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers, sell your work, and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to ourfearcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleybridges.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleybridges.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about making those tough decisions and feeling as though we're beating ourselves up for making the wrong decision because we feel like we need to second guess ourselves because somebody else comes around with some evidence one way or another, and we begin to say, oh my God, I made the wrong decision. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Okay. Oh my gosh, I made the wrong decision 5 years ago when I did this. When I married so-and-so, I made the wrong decision. When I went and bought that car that broke down 2 months later, I made the wrong decision. Okay, what happens when we do this? First off, and these are just difficult decisions anyway, otherwise it wouldn't be a difficult choice. Two, we're making the decision based on the logic and the information we have. Three, the one thing that I caution you, you've got to be mindful, not self-medicating, okay? We can't be over there drinking at the bar, taking drugs, doing whatever, and thinking we're going to make the right decision because we're not, okay? So that's a big thing. And if that's the case, I'm not making light of that. That's something that needs to be taken care of, whether it can be self-restricted or rehabilitation. Either way, but we have to figure that out because that's something we got to eliminate from the thing altogether. And then lastly, we got to get all the evidence together and then make the decision that connects with us most. We have to feel that in our gut, but we have to be able to feel our gut so we can't be totally over-medicated. But what happens when we totally beat ourselves up is we feel, what, physically sick. And one of the things that I think is interesting is, have y'all ever been around somebody that was sick and coughing and hacking on you and they said, yeah, I have the flu. And you go, oh, and you freak out and you start thinking you're sick. And I mean, even in the moment that you're there and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be sick. And you start feeling you got the sore throat and you're like, oh, I got a fever. And that's just you making yourself physically ill. And we can do that when we're beating ourselves up. We can also get depressed and we can also get worried.
I think when people think that they've made the wrong decision, a better way, an option they have is to realize it's better to understand the choice you made when you made that decision. And if there were inappropriate choices, take time to figure out why they were inappropriate. And then look at the decision you're faced with today and say, okay, what can I learn from my poor choice in the past? Does that situation present itself today? If it does, well, maybe I should not give that much credence because it didn't serve me well the last time. So simplify the process by learning from the choices you've made in the past. There's all sorts of little things that we can do logically. We have to get our emotions out of the way and start looking at things from an objective point of view, not to please anybody else, just to deal with the immediate situation.
That's true. And you're right about looking at why and how we made that decision. But one of the things that I found, too, is that once we get into that situation of beating ourselves up, we go down the slippery slope. And so I recently had to make a decision. It wasn't an easy decision. Was there a clean-cut answer? No. Is there a lot of questions? Yes. Is there the unknown there? Yes. Is there uncertainty? Sure. It's all that stuff, right? I mean, that's why it's a hard decision, because there's no clear-cut anything. And you're going on your gut, and you're having to make those judgments based on how you think things are going to turn out, you know? It's like making a bet for a futures bet for football, and you're making the futures bet a year ahead. You know, you're going to the sports book, and you're getting there in August in Vegas, and you're making your decisions, and you're saying, this is who's going to win, and we'll hold out for my choices this year, but this is who's going to win. I'm still in the running, by the way. And this is who's going to win, and I'm taking this chance. That's a fun thing. But when you're making these big decisions, it's not a fun bet. Okay, it's not a fun bet, because it's not like you're having fun with a few dollars here. You're betting with something big in your life. And so when I made this choice, and I had somebody come to me with other information that wasn't completely understood or known, and I took it for face value without questioning it, I got into a tailspin, and the rest of that weekend was me spending there thinking, oh my God, I've ruined it. I've made a bad decision. I've chose poorly. Okay, and that's the key. And so when you get there, you get depressed, you can't focus, you're wondering about if you made the wrong decision, you've lost that mindfulness, you're now in the thinking mind. And one of the biggest things is that you have the inability to focus at the task at hand. And so you're actually living, looking at your life from the inside, outside looking in. So you're not in the moment. So stay tuned. We'll be talking to Arnold Smith. Will be joining us. We got Reggie Harvey in studio. Don't forget to check out Art for Your Cause, artforyourcause.com, and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practice.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three service members killed in a shooting at a Florida naval base will be honored during the annual Army-Navy football game. Ensign Joshua Caleb Watson, Airman Mohammed S. Haytham, and Airman Apprentice Cameron Scott Walters were killed December 6th when the shooter, a Saudi Air Force member who was in the U.S. for training, opened fire in a classroom building at Naval Air Station Pensacola.
The gunman was killed by a sheriff's deputy. The commanding officer of the base has said numerous times that the sailors took action during the attack and helped save many lives. Several people were injured in the shooting, including two Escambia County sheriff deputies hurt in the exchange of gunfire. An FBI official has said the shooting is still being investigated with the presumption that it was an act of terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about beating yourself up. How many of you have beaten yourself up over a decision you made, and it was horrible, and you felt so bad about it, and it was a tough decision, and it wasn't a clear-cut decision, and you said, okay, I'm going to choose this. And you felt like you were choosing wisely, and all of a sudden somebody brings up this empirical evidence that makes you question everything, and you go, oh my God, I screwed up, I made the wrong decision. And when we beat up ourselves, we feel bad, we feel depressed, we feel anxious, we get totally in the thinking mind, we get overwhelmed, we get worrying, we start fear factoring it, and then we start future fearing it, right? So we start producing these future thoughts about how our life is going to be horrible, and it's all going to fall apart, and how we just chose the worst case scenario we possibly could. Joining Reggie and I by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith is the creator of the Connection app. And the Connection app is so great. I was talking about that earlier where you can actually go on your phone. I have the app, and it actually gives me, like, tips and tricks and things to do every day. Especially for my relationship, I use it to try to better my marriage. I use it because I want to put some work behind it, because I work at everything else. I work long hours. I probably need to work at the marriage, too, okay? And this helps me to really focus on that. Arnold, how you doing?
Ashley, I'm doing great. I'm telling you, I'm listening to you talk about beating yourself up for bad decisions, and I'm sitting here getting stressed out. I totally agree. This topic, I think, is so important for people to understand because this, you know, it has such an impact on our experience of life, and I just love that we're talking about this today.
See, I think all of us are going through this beatdown. I mean, I've been there, done that. I just recently did it, and I literally was so messed up in the head because I made a tough decision that was really challenging, and I had to make it before 5 p.m., okay? And I made the decision before 5 p.m., and then a few hours later, I met some folks to grab a bite, and they're telling me about something that's totally antithetical to the decision I made, and I started questioning myself. I actually had to walk out of the dinner because I felt so sick to my stomach.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a large part of what I've been curious about in my life is just how do you have the best experience of life possible? And, you know, this, how we relate to the decisions we've made is so critical because exactly, look at the impact that has on your experience of life. We made that bad decision and then it has this cascading effect on our well-being in so many ways. You know, I find it to be such a personal experience for me. You know, one of the things that I noticed in my journey as an entrepreneur, as I'm building my business, is how much I fail every day to meet my own expectations. You know, and I could, at the end of the day, I can look back and say, oh, why did I do that in the morning? I should have totally focused on this. And there is not a day goes by where I could have focused on something else and maybe that was a better decision. Or I could focus on the decisions I did make that created progress. And whether I choose I'm focusing on what I didn't do or what I did do affects every area of my life. It affects the energy I have. Like I come home and I interact with my kids and my wife, and depending on how I made that decision, that's going to impact their relationships. I'm either grumpy or I'm like angry with just or sensitive and frustrated, and then it comes to like my energy level. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of feeling exhausted. And of course, what do? Well, there's a glass of wine or beer or a glass of whiskey at the end of the day. Well, that's going to calm me down. And so the ability to make decisions to take care of yourself are impacted by that one piece where you're making a decision, am I going to beat myself up for what I did, or am I going to focus on what was positive? It is such an important decision to make.
It's true, and it's like we have that, what I think it is it's tough. First off, we're in a situation, okay? Second thing is, there is really no right or wrong, I think, to most degree. But we have to try to figure out what's best for all concerned. And I think that part of this goes all of it goes back to self-worth and believing in oneself. And it's hard because we've all made mistakes. Nobody's perfect. And we look at other people as if they make better choices, less mistakes. Oh, God, you know, they might be in another social bracket, another financial, monetary bracket, whatever that looks like. And so you might make decisions that way. Maybe they have a better title than you at work. You know, maybe they're older and seem more wiser. And, you know, maybe it seems that they got more information than you did. So it's like we have to sit there and look at it and say, wait, what am I doing here? I'm literally having them make a choice or thinking that their choice is better than ours. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, totally. And it's so easy to do that, to say, oh, look across the street at your neighbor and say, well, they're making better choices. But the reality is, unless you can put yourself 5 years or 10 years in the future and look back on the decision you're making now, you have no idea which was the better choice. Like in the short term, I might be like, oh, well, that was a terrible choice. But then something else happens and you're like, wow, actually, thank goodness that happened that way. Because if it didn't, I would never have had this opportunity. So you never, ever know if your choices are good or bad. The point is to just, you know, keep moving forward. And unless you can do that, now in life, I think you have two choices. You can either look at your failures and play smaller and smaller and smaller in your life until you never make a wrong decision. Because you're hardly making any decisions at all. Like, I'm gonna make my life so small that I couldn't possibly fail. Or you can understand that in order to live a big life, in order to have all the things you want, you're going to have to put yourself in situations where you're going to make decisions that are going to be have uncomfortable results. But that is the only path to what I believe is a full life, a life that has all the elements that you want, where you really feel alive. And, you know, it's so easy to go either way. We just want to avoid that kind of failure. But if you do that, you're just giving up so much.
What are some of the ways that you think that we can prime ourselves to start accepting our true reality and start looking toward ourselves as making the decision instead of worrying if we made the right decision and looking toward other people to make the decision for us?
Ultimately, it has to be about really being present to right now. We don't know what the future holds if we're in the past and beating ourselves up. So what happens is we make the decision, and then it starts to ruminate in our mind. That's ruminate is thinking about something without actually having a resolution. And if that happens, that's going to affect your sleep. It's going to affect your well-being right now. It's going to affect all your relationships. And it really is a process of letting go, because right now there's no problem. Right now you're just sitting at your dinner table. There's no impact on the decision. So really focusing on what there is to do right now. And if there is an action to take, you take that action. If there isn't, you have to let it go. And you just give yourself with, like, what I do personally is you did your best at the time. And you'll deal with the consequences. Ultimately, that's all you have. Sometimes you're going to make a golden decision, and sometimes your decisions aren't going to work out the way you want. Either way, you still don't know if that's going to help you in the future. The golden decisions might turn out to be awful, and the decisions that created bad results may turn out to be the perfect thing because it created a cascading effect, and you never know that. So if you're always focusing on bringing yourself to the present and being with the people you're around, you'll have a way better experience of life.
It's interesting. I recently saw an interview with Garth Brooks, and there was an old song that he penned at the beginning of his career before anybody knew who he was. And it's his favorite song. And it's Thank God for Unanswered Prayers is the name of the song. And he talked about the fact that right on the precipice of his success, he got fixated on this particular woman. And he was thinking, if I could just find a way to connect with her, if I could just get her to marry me, then my career is going to take off. Everything's going to be perfect. Well, she didn't even realize he was in the room. It never happened. And the fortunate thing is the person who was standing in front of him when his hopes and dreams fell to the floor was the woman he's been married to for the last several decades. And so if he had gotten the thing he was coveting, his career would not be, we would not know who Garth Brooks is.
That's interesting.
And the song is just, it's just beautiful and simple, but that was the title of it. Thank God for Unanswered Prayers. To your point, Arnold.
You know,
I love that. That's great, Reggie.
I think it's interesting because it's like, I think one of the things that we do is we jump to conclusions first about ourselves and our inability. And I think that thing, that jumping to conclusions about our inability to make the right decision and about to look for others to others for answers goes back to us as a child, right? So when we were kids, we looked to our parents to make those big decisions. And I think nowadays, even though we're adults, we have a tendency of looking to somebody else to make that decision for us.
You know, it's true. I mean, ultimately, wouldn't that be great if we could just let our responsibility to create our own life and put that in the hands of others? Somehow that seems comforting. Well, it's not up to me. We can blame my boss. We can blame the government. We can blame, you know, my whatever it is, my sister, my brother, my parents. We can blame all those people because I didn't take responsibility. But there's a profound power that we all have to create the life that you want. And you talk about, the decisions we make as a child. And there's one, for me, I'll tell you the story. When I was 9 years old, I had a profound impact on my life and how I behaved. And it really made me, as an adult, curious about how do you actually change this thought process? How do you become someone new? Because who I was wasn't working. You know, at 9 years old, I came home and I was with my brother. I walked home from school, and my older brother, and there was a, I opened the fridge, and there was a bottle of Coca-Cola. And so I took out the Coca-Cola, and I poured myself a drink. I started drinking it, and my brother said, "Hey, you got to go ask Dad." And I was like, all right, fine. So I went over, and I knocked on the door, and he didn't answer. And I said, "Well, Dad's sleeping." So I drank my Coke, and I came, went back to school. I came home after school to find out that that was the day that my father had committed suicide. He had put a barbecue in his room and died of carbon monoxide poisoning. And I made the decision about myself that day that I was irresponsible and couldn't be counted on. And that became a life sentence for me as an adult. I wouldn't even, if someone said, "Hey, let's call people, organize dinner," I'd be like, "No, I can't do that." And it affected every decision I made moving forward. And this is what we do with people. We look at the past and we say, there was that little person made that decision. And whether it's your child or just yesterday, we make decisions and say, this is who I am. But the reality is, it's only right now. If you were a jerk yesterday, you can be awesome today. If you were irresponsible yesterday, you can be responsible today. Because right now, there's an opportunity to be responsible, responsible. There's a wonderful story in literature about that, right? Look at A Christmas Carol with Charles Dickens. They're screwed all his life. He's self-interested. He's a miser. And now, and then he transformed into someone who made a profound difference for your community. And every single person has that opportunity.
Wow, that's profound. That is profound. How old were you, Arnold, when that happened?
I was 9.
Wow.
Same age my daughter is now.
9 years old. Father commits suicide.
And that points out this issue that that was an event over which you had no control, Arnold. None whatsoever. You didn't even know it was transpiring. And we focus so much on thinking that what we need to do is master being in control of stuff, when we're really in control of very little in the universe. It's not about that. It's about becoming a more effective manager of the chaos. How we react to things that happen around us. I have the privilege of knowing this beautiful 93-year-old lady who invited me to spend Thanksgiving with her. She is so happy and has a great attitude. She's been through a lot of stuff, but she just embraces life because she's participated in it. She's still participating in it. Her daughter wanted her to have someone to live with her, and she's like, I know how, just how I want things. I don't need anybody to babysit me. And her house is just looks like an architectural digest. She keeps everything in its place. And every time you see her, she's got a smile on her face, she jokes and tells stories, because she has owned the life that she had, good and bad, all of it. She's embraced it. And she's not worried about when she's going to die or whatever. She's, every day is Christmas and New Year to her. It's fabulous. And I learned so much from her, and I was so proud that she invited me to spend time with her when she could have spent it with anybody. And I hope that it encourages me, as you were talking about, Arnold, to just not get trapped by certain events that have occurred in your past over which you had no control.
Absolutely. And, you know, this concept of forgiveness, you know, you talk about this beautiful lady who's been alive for nearly 100 years, and she's learned to accept and forgive herself for the times when she didn't live up to her own expectations. Sometimes I'm a jerk, sometimes I'm great. And I think ultimately each of us needs to find that forgiveness for ourselves, for what we did in the day. And I, you know, that's, and it's an ongoing process. I mean, for what we did in our lives. And when you can forgive yourself for not being the person that you want to be or you dreamed of being, that's when you have the opportunity to create something new.
When we return, we'll be talking about nuggets of inspiration, you know, what you can do. Each one of us will come forth with something that you can do right now, to implement right now, to think about. So the next time you're beating yourself up, You won't do it for so long. You'll stop, you'll sit back, and you'll realize the value you have within you. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Here we are, USA Radio Network on Live Your True Life Perspectives. We've been talking about beating yourself up, making those choices. Those tough choices, those tough decisions. And right before the break, Arnold was talking about when he was 9 years old and his father committed suicide, and how ever since then, you know, there was a period of time where he felt like he could not make a good decision based on something that he did when he was 9. And so right now, I want to talk about the nuggets, okay? We talked about beating yourself up. We know what it feels like. Many of us are doing it right now over something. I just did it last week. It was the first time in a very long time, but, ooh, it hurt. I really felt like I had gotten punched. I mean, it felt painful. And so, Arnold, I want you to start. What are some things that we can do, couple nuggets that folks can do right now to really get back into themselves and find their true power?
Ultimately, it's a daily process of just forgiving yourself for whatever you didn't do or did do and starting fresh. So much of what we do about our decisions is based on our limitations of our past. And when we're using our logical brain for a decision, it goes into overdrive. We don't get sleep. You know, it can impact our relationships. It can impact our mood. It has such a, it's because we're always in our brain. You're often way better off to tap into the wisdom of the body and find that still place, whether it be going for a walk in nature, having a workout, meditating, whatever it is your thing, like, step away from it and find some centered feeling. And from nothing, clearing your brain of all the whys and wherefores and maybe this, and just from nothing, see what's there. And that place, that decision, it's amazing how many times the decision that works for you will show up. But it's really hard to do that from our intellectual space that it can really impact your well-being if you're locked into that intellectual debate.
Totally profound. Reggie, thoughts on how to really get back into self and focus and make the best decision you can in these challenging times?
I think an important tool that we have in our toolbox is paying attention to the people we attract and the situations we attract into our lives. Take a step back and look at what sort of offers come our way. What sort of pitfalls keep being represented to us? Why are those mismatched events being freely offered to us? When do we say no? How do we practice saying no without having any kind of animosity or anger or anything? It's just like, no, I'm not going to do that crazy thing this time. Thank you very much. So just paying attention to how the universe reacts to us, what we invite in, and how we deal with rejecting those things that are not giving positive energy into our life. I don't think we spend enough time being, as Arno mentioned, being present, being mindful of how we sort of create our own chaos, contribute to creating it, and just stop. That's another one of those things. There's a power in just letting a lot of stuff go. That was one of our topics a few weeks ago. Just let it go. I'm through with that.
Powerful. Just let it go. And I agree to that, and I have a couple of things to add. Speak your truth, guys. That's one of the biggest things. Speak your truth. Figure it out. Nobody else knows your truth besides you, okay? We can sit there and think that other people know where we're coming from, but you know what? Most people have no idea. When you're trying to paint a picture for them, they see something completely different, okay? When this is an in-depth decision that you have to make that only you hold all the information, it would take you hours and hours and hours to debrief somebody on your options. You're the one that knows it. It would take you literally 15 hours to really unpack all that information to get you to where you got. And even then, they would have to understand the knowledge that you're providing them to understand it correctly to help you make a better decision. The second thing that I want you to think about is leave nothing to regret. Turn over every rock. Find every information. Get all the evidence you need. And then make the decision. And don't let anybody bully you. Okay, take as much time as you can, but do it right and don't put it on the back burner. Don't procrastinate, okay? That's the difference between taking time or procrastinating. But really focusing on that. Be your own advocate. Okay, advocate for you.
Amen.
If you don't advocate for you, nobody else is going to do it. And if you don't advocate for you, it shows that you don't respect yourself. And last but not least, the more we step outside of ourselves and look for answers outside of ourselves, the more we don't get the answers within. The more we step into our own self and say, I'm going to look inside myself for the answers, the more intelligent we get, the more wise we get, and the more our gut works for us because it knows for the first time we're actually paying attention. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week. Arnold, Reggie, and I, and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back this time in 3 shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.